We are just up to Simin Tuf Nun Ches, and that's what we'll be doing today. It's one sif. Mitzvah lolush hamatzah be'erev Pesach, says the Mechaber. Noagim shalo lolush matzis mitzvah be'erev Pesach ad acher shei shols. The minig is that the matzah that you're going to use for the Seder should be baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Shehu zman hakrovas Pesach, because that is the zman of bringing the Korban Pesach. And if Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos, so the Matzah Mitzvah are made on Erev Pesach, on Erev Shabbos, that is, after Sheishos. What is this all about? This is a minhag which is based on a hekesh of Korban Pesach to Chometz. It says, V'zavachto Pesach, and then Shivas Yomim Tochol Olav Matzos. And that is that the time that you're supposed to be baking matzahs is the time of the Hakrovas Korban Pesach. Now, the truth of the matter is that the Iker purpose of it is to teach us that you have to eat matzah in the Zman of the Hakrov of the Achila of Korban Pesach. So if you hold that Pesach could only be eaten until Chatzos, matzah is to be eaten until Chatzos, and that's Chatzos Alayla. And that is why Lamaisa, we are Yotza, even if you bake the matzahs mitzvah 2 months before Pesach. In fact, most people today are not Zohir, the Mishnah Berurah says, because we're afraid that on Erev Pesach, first of all, it's a Zman that Chametz is already Aser. We're also afraid that it's because everyone's going to try and bake at the same time, it's going to be too much, and they're not going to be Zohir and Chametz altogether. And there are only some that are Zohir to bake matzahs on Erev Pesach, and Mishnah Berurah ends, and it writes, V'chein roi lasos, it's the right thing to do. Now the Mechaber said here Sheishos, which means from Chatzos. The Bach Shita is that it should be a half hour after Chatzos, whereas the Magen Avraham maintains that it's 6 hours, Dafka, and that's the way the Gra Paskins as well. Now Mi'ikar Adin, you're allowed to bake matzahs on Pesach itself. And some people used to, actually. Except that most are machmer natu, because we're afraid that chametz on Pesach is b'mashu, there's no bittel whatsoever. And if you have the slightest crumb that wasn't worked on and turned to chametz, that will make everything into chametz. They'll make everything usher, that is. The Mishnah Berurah here brings down the minhag of those who don't eat gebrach, matzah shruya, because we're afraid that there's a little bit of flour that was left in the matzah that never was really baked, and now if it mixes with water or some liquid, that can turn it into chametz. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though this is a chashash rachok, it's a far-fetched chashash, that after all of what they did to work on the matzahs, rolling out, kneading and rolling out the dough and putting it into the oven, that after all of that, you still think that there's something that that wasn't baked, that wasn't kneaded well, wasn't baked well. Nevertheless, those who are knowing it, one respects that minhag. Next thing, for someone who bakes on Leil Pesach itself, and especially when Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos, there are those who bake at night, or at least they used to. I'm not familiar with whether or not that is done today. Of course, you can only bake as much as you need and nothing more. Not only that, you can only bake on the first night for what you need on the first night and not on the second night. In the case of Erev Pesach that is Chal on Shabbos, where it says that you bake on Erev Shabbos and not on Erev Pesach, why not on Yontif? First of all, we previously learned all the problems that we have with Hafrashas Challah. There are also problems of washing out the Kalim, that they shouldn't become Chametz. Also, by the time you start the Seder, it's going to be late, and we're afraid that the children will already be falling asleep. So why then do we bake on Erev Shabbos? What do you gain by baking on Erev Shabbos? That's not the Zman HaKrovas Pesach. That's a zecher to the other years where you're baking on Erev Pesach itself.